At his Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict XVI repeated his call from last Thursday to join him in prayer today so that the beloved peoples of the Middle East are able to abandon the path of armed conflict and construct, with the daringness of dialogue, a just and lasting peace.
Let us remember in our prayers those less fortunate, especially those who are suffering at this time as a result of the tragic conflicts in the Middle East.
Speaking from his holiday villa in the Italian Alps, Pope Benedict renewed his appeal for an immediate ceasefire in the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon and encouraged all sides to start negotiations.
All di negoziati.
Pope Benedict invited all pastors and believers to implore God for the gift of peace. He then ardently took the occasion to add that the Lebanese have the right to see the integrity and sovereignty of their country respected, the Israeli in turn the right to live in peace in their state, and the Palestinians that have the right to have their own free and sovereign homeland.
Ad implorare da Dio il dono della pace.
Pope Benedict expresses a special closeness to the defenceless civilian populations unjustly hit in the conflict, he says, in which there are only victims. Victims, he notes, including those in Israel's Galilee region, who, he said, are forced to live in bomb shelters. And then the great multitudes of Lebanese who yet again see their country destroyed and who have to abandon everything. The Pope says he's especially praying that the aspirations for peace by an overwhelming majority of people can be realized as soon as possible, thanks to actions taken by their leaders.
Il diritto dei Libanesi.
To join in solidarity with the Holy Father's request for prayer today, a Mass was celebrated this morning in St. Peter's Basilica for the intention of peace in Lebanon and the entire region. The Mass was presided over by Maronite Bishop Kirk Alahab, Giuseppe Simonazzi, Canon of St. Peter's Basilica, and an array of Lebanese priests. Some of the prayers were read expressly in Lebanese and Arabic. All other Sunday Masses celebrated in the Basilica were then offered also for this special intention. One of the communicants this morning was the Lebanese ambassador to the Holy See, Najia Biasi. He emphasized the importance behind the Pope's appeal.
Facing any crisis, especially if it has such a huge dimension, I think it's important to take initiatives and issue statements and take position on what's going on. And His Holiness has issued three statements calling for peace, calling for justice, calling for a ceasefire. I think it's very important to all parties to take his appeal into consideration. I have to add that prayer is most importantly if it is shared by everybody, and the Pope has called all the believers to pray today. And if the spirit of faith and prayer is main guidance for parties, the road of diplomacy becomes easier. And I do think that a diplomatic solution is possible today if goodwill prevails.
That was the Lebanese ambassador to the Holy See, Najia Biasi. Here in Rome, communities and parishes are setting an example of how we should all be responding to Pope Benedict's call for peace. The Sant'Egidio community, for example, held a special prayer vigil which was presided over by Cardinal Achille Silvestrini, president of the Italian Bishops' Conference. Sant'Egidio's director for international relations and interreligious dialogue is Claudio Betti. He emphasizes the significance of such occasions.
Prayer is, at the moment, the key of solving this crisis. I think that we often underestimate the power of prayer, and I think that what the Pope has said is a way of restating clearly that prayer is a power that we are not aware of. It's a crucial moment for the world. There is great possibilities of developing this new ethic of peace, which I think it's necessary. I think it's desperately necessary that we shake ourselves and we find new forms of ethics that allow coexistence between people.
During the Angelus address, Pope Benedict again appealed to charitable organizations to help all the people struck by this pitiless conflict.
I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones at home.
So far, emergency teams from Catholic relief agencies have been responding to the increasing humanitarian needs of those affected by the escalating violence in the region. They're reporting that today Israel unleashed more airstrikes on Lebanon and Hezbollah returned by firing rockets at Haifa. Mark Weiss is on the scene with the latest.
Two people were killed in Israel and dozens wounded on Sunday as Hezbollah succeeded in firing more than 80 rockets on northern Israel. One man was killed driving his car on a main road in Haifa, and the second fatality was a man working in a carpentry workshop in a Haifa suburb. Rockets also fell in Carmiel, Acre, Tiberias and Kiryat Shmona. The French foreign minister, Philippe Douste-Blazé, was forced to take cover when the sirens sounded when he was touring Haifa. Israeli troops continue to operate inside South Lebanon in an effort to destroy Hezbollah outposts along the border. And Israeli jets again pounded the Shiite neighborhoods of South Beirut, which already resembled ground zero. Israeli jets hit a minibus carrying refugees from the south. Three passengers were killed and some 13 wounded in that attack. 25,000 foreigners have already fled Lebanon, and another 10,000 are still trying to leave the war-battered country. Israeli Defense Minister Amir Peretz said Israel will agree to the deployment of a multinational force in Lebanon and suggested NATO troops be used for such a task. The Defense Minister said Israel wants the Lebanese army to redeploy on the border, but realizes the Lebanese army is weak and will not be up to the task if there is no international support. Lebanon's Foreign Minister Fawzi Salouh confirmed on Sunday that the two Israeli soldiers kidnapped by Hezbollah are in good health. Syrian Information Minister Mohsen Bilal warned that Syria will enter the conflict if Israeli troops in Lebanon approach the Syrian border. Mark Weiss in Haifa for Vatican Radio.